A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The apostles returned to Jesus and reported to him all that they had done and what they had taught. He said to them, "Come by yourselves to an out-of-the-way place and rest a little." People were coming and going in great numbers, making it impossible for them to do so much as eat. So Jesus and the apostles went off in a boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many got to know about it. People from all the towns hastened on foot to the place, arriving ahead of them. Upon disembarking, Jesus saw a vast crowd. He pitied them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them at great length. The Gospel of our Lord. My mother, in her wisdom, spent her mother's inheritance to buy a small one-bedroom house in the mountains. She wanted a place where her family could go to get away from the busyness of the city. My mother passed away 12 years ago, but her legacy remains. My family often slips away to the small one-bedroom home in the mountains. It is a place to rest and walk and observe nature, to play board games and cards with other family members, just to relax and not worry about what's going on down the mountain. Jesus, in his wisdom, saw that his disciples needed the same thing. I can imagine the scene. His disciples come back with joyful excitement. They have been out talking to people, spreading God's word. They are probably all talking a mile a minute, sharing stories about what they saw and what they experienced. But Jesus also sees in their eyes the strain of doing battle, of trying to talk to people who don't want to listen. He realizes that they need a rest, a time to rejuvenate. In today's society, we face a constant deluge of input. Cell phones, emails, radio, television, communications is nonstop. That's why it is so important to step away from it all. Dominican life reminds us that prayer is a pillar of our life. We need to make time to slip away from the busyness and the constant barrage of input, to be quiet, to rest ourselves, but most importantly, to rest ourselves in the Lord. Our vocations and work are important, but can we do them well if we are worn out mentally and spiritually? We run from one task to another. Even if it is only 5 minutes, we are called to refresh ourselves with prayer, to take a break from running from one task to another. We are called to maybe even give a simple thank you to our Lord for the ability to have the health and physical stamina to carry out his work. As we grow spiritually, we can carve out more and more time from our days to spend with our Lord. Maybe find time on our way home from work, steer the car to the chapel or church for some time in adoration. It might seem like it's keeping us away from what needs to get done, but in truth, it is focusing our life on what is truly important. Our spirituality. It gives us the hope and strength to face the labors of our secular life. When we are refreshed spiritually, we can do our physical labors more easily. When Jesus saw his disciples needed a much needed break, he noticed the people he was serving were in need. They were like sheep without a shepherd. So even though he was tired and his disciples were tired, his love for his people overcame his exhaustion, and he began to teach them. It is such an awesome, humbling experience to see that our Lord, our Creator, puts such emphasis on his relationship with us. While this reading from the Gospel seems to have two different focuses, one on resting and prayer and preaching the good news, they are really about one focus. We are in a relationship with our Lord. To spread his hope and his good news, we must remain in dialogue with our God. Pope Benedict has a reflection in his book Benedictus called The Entrance to Sonship, and it states that to share in the Son's relationship, how is this to be done? What did it mean for Jesus himself? It manifests itself in the Gospels primarily in prayer, the prayer of Jesus. The fact that he is the Son means, above all, that he prays. that in the ground of his being, whether he works among men or takes his rest, he is always open to the living God, always has his place in him, always regards his existence as an exchange with him, and so always lives from this innermost depth. That is what our gospel today reminds us, that whether at rest or at work, we need a balance of both. And in our balance, we must be open to the living God for our relationship to grow deeper and closer, so that we may be one body in Christ.